Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chilling as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Father Time was good, dog. SinCity.Truth.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Truth.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking finger and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Yeah.
work that pole.
President.
Go low now.
Yeah, what up, Kale?
Baby, work that pole.
Let go.
Baby, I'ma be your motivation. Take you to school, give you a sex education. Send it over real quick without hesitation. I'ma get you pregnant, you have the next generation. I'm about to get rich off this here remix. It's Kells and this bitch, I'm born for this shit. And girl, when I'm done, guarantee that you'll be calling me for more, babe. You'll be the love. We'll be boom, 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 boom on the floor, babe. And I'm gonna make it rain in here when you shake your money maker. So go slow now, baby, work that pole. Go low now, baby, work that pole.
Baby, all I wanna do,
motivate you. Motivate you, baby girl.
All right, man, let me jump this off before we jump into the topic, dog. I know you're a fan and all, but using your actual head, think the Legacy can do it?
I think we can get to the finals.
Damn, but you got to... I think about them young boys over there in OKC, man. I've thought about them too.
And if we can just put that veteran technique, you know what I'm saying, and do it the right way, I think we got a chance with them.
Now, yeah, boo. Who's Steve Nash gonna guard?
Huh?
Who's Steve Nash gonna guard? He just as bad as Derek Fisher on defense.
You say what?
He's just as bad as Derek Fisher on defense. He can't guard none of them young boys.
Well, I mean, maybe not. But that's why it's called a basketball team. You know, you got to put the team effort into it. And that's the only way I see them winning, if team effort is involved. No Madonnas, none of that prima donna stuff, none of that. Well, you know, it's my team. I'm the star. Or, well, it's gonna be my team, and you know, play the game. I think we got a good chance, though, bro, for real. I said this time and time again, but nobody's saying. Listen, now everybody talking about, oh, as you did say that shit. I told y'all what they was gonna do. I told you from the start that they were going to rebuild the Lakers. They were going to make them a big three team. Nobody wanted to believe me. It came to pass. You're welcome.
Well, shit, I already thought they was a big three with Bynum,
no.
Kyle, and Kobe.
No. You really – come on, man. Look.
You consider Steve Nash a big – could be a member of a big three? Kobe and Dwight Howard.
Oh, hold
okay,
on, hold on, hold on.
Two.
Quicker than Bynum would have been. I mean, you really consider that Bynum part of the big three?
Bynum can ball.
I mean, see, this is what I'm trying to – this is what me and your problem come in at, man. You do know your sports. You do know everything. But you look at things as a fan of that specific person on that specific team. You got to look at the overall picture of it.
Let me tell you where I came up with that. Okay, number one, Bynum and Dwight Howard, they're both divas, both of them. They're both divas. Okay? Number two, they both always hurt. Okay? But number three, which is the biggest one, Bynum doesn't have to get the ball. Dwight Howard has to get his touches. Kobe got to get his touches. I don't think it's enough basketball for both of them on the same team, man.
And you said, and everybody said the same thing about Kobe and Shaq, but yet still they won three championships together. Once you learn how to gel together, you understand that, okay, some of the, and I mean, if that's the case, I mean, which McCall and them would never won last year because everybody got to get their touches. You got to know when, you know how to know your role. You got to know when to step back and when to go forward. I mean, if you want another championship, Kobe got to know when to step back or when to push forward. And if the White wants a championship, he got to learn the same thing. I mean, it's an age-old thing. I mean, even Jordan did it. I mean, hell, Jordan was killing motherfuckers. And like he said, it took Larry Bird to tell him when he was talking shit, look at the score, superstar. You doing all this shit? Yeah, you put up 63, but we still won. You ain't got no hardware. You ain't got nothing. You got to know when. I mean, everybody talking about they ain't gonna be able to jail. You want a ring? You gonna jail? A perfect example is the Miami Heat.
Well, I tell you like this, man. I didn't like the trade. I don't think Dwight's going to sign no long-term deal with L.A. You know what I'm saying? Now, if he had a chance with maybe Kobe having maybe 2 years, you know what I'm saying, he might sign a long deal. But he ain't going to sign a long deal as long as Kobe there, man. I think Dwight Howard is – I think he's a rental player. You know what I'm saying? He wants to be the superstar.
I understand that, but see, this is the problem that you haven't wrapped around your head yet. Kobe wants another ring, and Kobe know he can't do it by himself. Kobe know he needs that big. Kobe needs Dwight right now. Right now, Kobe needs him.
I just didn't like the trade, man. I think Bynum has a bigger upside than Dwight Howard. That's just my opinion. I'm cool with the Steve Nash, Ramon Sessions deal. That's definitely an upgrade. But I just think Bynum has a better upside than Dwight Howard. I don't think it was a good trade for the Lakers. That's just my personal opinion.
Time will tell.
We shall see.
What's the name?
And they got rid of my boy, L.O.
What's the name?
Yes.
What's up?
What's happening, Janine?
Not that much.
How was your day?
It was good.
You doing anything productive?
No. Just sat in the conference all day.
All right, before we jump into it, I need a female's point of view on something. I was, are you listening, Janine? This for you. Okay, my daughter, you know, she wants to move and all that bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now let me ask you a question. If you know what your child is doing is wrong, you know it's a mistake, do you stop them? I mean, do you really put your foot down and be like, no, it's a mistake. I'm not going to let you make that mistake. Or do you just go ahead and let them do it?
You can't stop
them. Learn from
them. So, you can't stop them, so you could try. But they, I mean, if they 18, they could do whatever they want.
Right, but if you see, you know it's
I didn't say you shouldn't say anything. If you feel like it's something going on and it's not right, of course you would say something, but that doesn't mean that it's going to stop them. You can push, say you're going to put your foot down all you want, you're just going to push them away. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't say something to them, I don't feel this right or whatever, however you want to say it, but trying to put your foot down, it's not going to work.
Got a point there, dog.
I'm torn, man. It's a fucking mistake. You know,
Where is she moving? Trying to move to?
It's the same city. Her and her friend wants to get an apartment together closer to the school. You know what I mean? They want to get an apartment together closer to the school. Yeah.
She in college?
Yeah.
And they live out of state or something?
Huh?
They live out of state?
No, no. It's still Minnesota.
So she just getting an apartment.
Still...
So she just getting an apartment
okay.
with her.
I'm trying to understand, bro. I mean, what's your grade?
I don't think she's ready, man.
You ain't going to never think
right
she's ready.
Right now, she ain't. She,
exactly.
She ain't got no job. She ain't working. You know what I'm saying? She's depending on this damn school money. You know, shit happens. I mean, who's going to be stuck paying the rent? Me.
No, you're not. If, is your
no,
name going to be on the lease? Is your name going to be on the lease?
No.
Well,
okay,
well, how
then.
You stuck paying it?
It's going to be her responsibility.
I can't just let her get put out.
Shit.
Yes, you can. It ain't like she don't have nowhere to go. It's not
right.
like she's just going to be on the street.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess maybe,
that's just
going to
be a lesson. It's going to be a lesson that she's going to learn. That's all.
Right, but if I have the opportunity to save her from learning that lesson at such an early, you know what I'm saying, early in her life, isn't that
bad? That's not, it don't work that way. I mean, and trust me, I got daughters, and I wish it did, but I'm learning now, it don't work that way, man. It don't. And it took somebody to tell me that. It took somebody to tell me who also had daughters who are a little bit older than mine. But it took them to tell me that that's just not the way it worked, man. I mean, no matter what we want, we got to let them be them. Even though it pains us to see them go through their trials and tribulations, we got to let them. Because if we don't, I mean, how are they going to ever learn anything?
No. Exactly.
If something go wrong, daddy that'll fix it. And then there's no guarantee you can fix every problem.
Exactly. I mean, my daughter moved out earlier than I thought she should have. I'm not sure she was ready, but it worked.
But did she have to come back?
Not yet. She on her way. I mean, but she had to learn that she had to sacrifice some things. You know, she didn't want to abide by my rules any longer. You know, I don't care how old you are. I don't have these guys spending the night at my house and stuff. So she wanted her own privacy, which kids do. You know what I'm saying? They get to that age, they want to be able to do what they want to do. So she knew she had to get her own place, and that's what she did. And she struggled. She had a roommate and all this and that, and they shared stuff, but she sacrificed all that shopping she was doing. She saw that it wasn't as easy as she thought it was going to be. And it made her respect me more because I had to do it with kids. You see what I'm saying? And she doesn't even have any kids, and she saw how hard it was. So it just teaches them. It teaches them responsibility. Gives them that lesson they need to learn about life.
So y'all saying just let it go.
You got to, man. She, I mean, you cannot sit there and run a girl's life for the rest of her life. Because if it's up to you, she'll never be ready. She'll never be ready.
No.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You make a good point. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. I guess it's the parent in me, I guess. Fuck it. When she come back crying, I'm going to tell her to call y'all. Y'all know me. You call in. I'm just saying. All right, let's get on topic. We said we were going to talk about the open relationship. That's what we're going to discuss. Now, hey, you down with open relationship, dog? Okay, whoa, before you answer that. Now, Janine, is this a relationship, are they married or just boyfriend, girlfriend? Or both?
Either or. I would say, you know, a lot of people do it. They would be married or not.
People have open marriages?
Yeah.
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 All right, dog.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not for nor against. My thing is, if this is what you want, bring that to the table first. Don't, like I said, don't change midstream.
So you're down with the open relationship as long as it's at the very, you know about it at the very, very beginning of the relationship.
Right. I mean, if a woman comes to you and say, look, this is what I want. I want an open relationship. I mean, you got the option to say yes or no right then and there.
That's true.
You know, but now if you like, okay, well, 6 months or a year or two into it, well, I think we need to have an open relationship. Are you crazy? You know, or a man, for that matter, a man walking up to a woman. All right, baby, you know, I know that, you know, I love you and everything, but I just want to fuck other women. So, you know, can we have an open relationship? Shit, he going to get cut.
Well, hell, if he said it like that, hell yeah.
I mean,
myself.
I mean, but ain't that what it is? Ain't that what he want to do?
But, yeah, but you got to say it better. You got to say it. A little bit better than that.
You can say it better than that, but the whole thing in a nutshell is that's what it is.
I don't know. Janine, what you think?
You
pro or con?
I guess it would depend on the person I'm with, and if they agree to it, I would probably be one that would be for it.
Okay, so let's say we've been together for about a year,
mm-hmm.
and then you roll up on me talking about, baby, we should have an open relationship. Me, the person that I'm going to take that totally negative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, okay, well, so what, I'm not satisfying you or something? I mean, you know what's going on. You don't love me no more. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just throw it up on me, I'm thinking you got some kind of ulterior motive going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else behind it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we got 2 years together, and you want to start doing other dudes. I'm going to be like, what the fuck? What's going on? You know, especially in a marriage, an open marriage.
I mean, now, if that's how you came to it, I mean, if you came in a relationship like that, then, I mean, so be it.
Man, I wish my wife would say some shit like that to me.
But, I mean, you got to think about it. She wasn't your wife when she, I mean, in the beginning. That's why I said, I'm saying, if you want that, that's what you should start out as. You should say that from the beginning. Well, I want an open relationship.
Well, I agree with you. That's cool going in if you know that at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? But if you wait till I didn't marry your ass, now all of a sudden you want an open relationship after we didn't got married? Hell to the no. You better text me that shit. You better be out of state.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the timing has to do with it, but it's like I've always been open. So it's like I've never been like that closed off, closed-minded type of person. So it's like the whole, wow, I mean, this, y'all been sleeping with women anyway. So to me, me sleeping with a guy, if you not seeing it, it's just like the man being open, just like I'm being open. But I understand if the man not open, then of course that's not going to work.
Like with me, it's going to be some cutting going on. It's going to be some open cuts. What's happening, butter?
Not much. How y'all doing tonight?
What's going down, baby?
Not much. Not
are you for or against open relationships?
Relationships?
Open relationships.
No.
You're against them?
What kind of relationship?
Really?
She's been smoking that shit.
I mean, right, really?
Okay. I'm open to, okay, if I get in a relationship with somebody and they say this is what they want, then yeah, I could deal with that. But it has to be open communication.
What?
Yeah.
What? I don't even know what you said.
It has to be.
Hold on. Exhale and take a deep breath. Let's try this again. You can't smoke and talk at the same time.
Okay.
No, I didn't say finish the blunt. I said just exhale.
I'm breathing.
Okay. This is one of them nights.
I'm sorry. Okay, now, basically, of course, you already know who I am, so that shouldn't have been an answer. Question answered me. Asked me. But since you asked, I have no problem with it. Okay, I wish I had the button to push that, which y'all just pushed on me, because ain't nobody saying nothing.
We still don't even know what your answer is.
I said yes.
Yes what?
Yes, I'm open. I agree.
You're open to open relationships.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Okay. So I guess I'm the only one that's against them then.
It depends on the type of relationship you have. Like, if you all in, I mean, if you start the relationship off like that, it just depends, because Father Time is wanting to be in love and everything. Of course, he's going to be against it.
That's right. I'm old-fashioned. You know what I mean?
I feel like,
okay,
I feel
let me ask y'all. If a motherfucker came to you in the middle of the relationship and said, let's have an open relationship, how would you take that? Would you take that as a negative or a positive? I mean, y'all have been together 2 years.
I'm with you on that. I mean, if you didn't came to me in the middle of the relationship and then say, okay, I want an open relationship, yeah, I'm going to take that as a negative.
That's a problem. We ain't communicated. You should have said that from the jump. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with them. But I would appreciate you saying it. Don't change it in the middle of the situation.
But things change as you go on in a relationship. Things change, people change. Relationships don't be the same from the time you first get with that person.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just saying, some people needs, I mean, just like guys too, your needs change on what you want. Well, it's not
I
like
don't want nobody else hitting
it's
my woman.
It's just not. It's not to say that, you know, you want to be with somebody else.
I can't see it. Well, I can't
even
imagine it. That's like that. I would consider that cheating. You know what I mean? I mean, if we could be like, okay, if you sleep with
well,
somebody,
I mean, if she came to you and you said no, then I would hope she wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She wouldn't do it anyway, you know.
Yeah, right. Don't come to me 10 months down the road talking about, well, I know you said no, but this is Joe. You know what I mean? Let me introduce you to Joe. No, Joe need to leave. We got some problems. The issues going on up here. I mean, I'm just saying. It just don't. I don't know. I would disagree in the beginning. You know, and that way, that should give her, you know, she still had a right to, you know,
like,
move on.
You know, because it's kind of hard for me to say that, because, you know, y'all know at some point in time, I can get selfish.
Well, if you're a selfish person, you can't be in an open relationship.
No, I can. I have been.
Being a selfish person? How does that work?
No, I'm being selfish with the penis.
What?
Like, say, okay, you know how women get they turn times where they want a lot of attention and all of that. At that point in time, you know, she ain't trying to share, right? Am I making sense? If I'm not, I'm
no.
Not. Okay, but I ain't got shit else to say, damn it.
No,
I mean, you just keep going like, okay, this part. I'll be open-minded, but I am selfish. I'm not understanding that.
But you know me.
Because
so
she's saying there are times when we like our space. We understand everybody likes their space. But then there are times when we want to be under our man. We want him to be around. And if he can't be there, you know, or if she would rather him be with her than to be with somebody else. So that's what she's saying. It's like, you know, when she wants her space, then okay, yeah, it's okay. You know, if you want to go be with somebody else or whatever, but, you know, it's just like you have to set your priorities.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Janine.
That's just like,
so,
you wouldn't,
in other words,
you wouldn't
okay.
put the other woman first. It's like you wouldn't put the other woman first. So if she said, you know, if you constantly going over there and she okay with it, but then when she says, okay, you know, I need some time now, you know, can you stay here with me? And you just, you know, then you should stay because she's supposed to be your main woman.
Right.
All right, man.
Don't invite her over tonight because I'm not in the mood. I need my back broken out by myself. Broken down, whatever you call it.
Wait a minute. Now, but are you saying this in a sense of a threesome type of thing? Like,
no.
Like, okay, this particular night, she can't come over this particular night.
I mean, that's
or you just saying, like, okay, he can go do whatever the fuck he want to do except this night.
Yeah, basically, like, okay, just like Janine said, okay, last week, I ain't had nothing to say about whatever idea you came up with. But today is a different day, and I'm not feeling it today. I'm going to tell you how I feel, and...
Well, isn't that saying that she's not down with an open relationship?
No, that's not saying that.
That's just saying that she wanted her way when she wanted her way.
Basically.
Hey, I disagree, so I don't think there's nothing nobody could say in the world that ever made me change my mind on something like that.
Well, I'm so proud of you.
I am pretty stubborn. I don't think it's cool.
Well, there's always a compromise.
There is.
Because if that's the case, you can say you've been getting your way. The guy been getting his way. Let's say she only wants 5 days out the month. So the other 25 days, you've been getting your way. So because she wanted the way she wanted those 5 days, she being unfair. Can't say
yeah.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's sleeping with somebody else. That's unfair. You know, I mean, okay, let me ask you this. Can an open relationship work if one person wants it and the other person don't?
Well, of course not.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, okay.
No, if it depends, because if a woman love a man that much and he say that's what he want, she might just be like, okay. She might be upset about it.
No, I'm saying it like this. Okay, you come to me and say, hey, let's have an open relationship. And I agree to it. I might say, okay, but I'm not going to sleep with nobody. I'm just doing it to make you happy. Would you still go do it?
I might not tell you about it.
Well, where's the communication at?
You don't want to know no way. You rather not know no way, right?
That was right? A good one.
That's true, though, right?
Yeah, it's not like we're going to come back and swap stories. I mean, really.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that works.
I don't either.
Well, I don't know. I know a few people that do it, but I don't know how well it really works.
Okay. I mean, hey, dog, would you give your woman permission to go sleep with whoever she wants?
I already said what I had to say about it, man. I mean, if it was said in the beginning, then fine. If you change it midstream, do what the fuck you gonna do. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
I mean, it's the same
why
old attitude.
Sound
that's just
so
like,
Why y'all sound so sad?
I mean, it's not being sad. I'm just listening. I mean, I'm under the weather, so that's probably why I sound a little, I'm congested. But my whole thing is like, I mean, like, you say people change, things change. All right, let's take a guess. Like I said yesterday, you got situations where here's this man or woman, they treating you like they significant other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, you get treated like the significant other. So now you have this idea, fantasy, if you want to call it that, or whatever the case is, that, okay, this is my man or this is my woman. And then they come to you and say, well, and pretty much they say, I mean, like Father Time said, I'm going to take it in the sense of like saying, now, no, I don't want to be your woman, or I don't want to be your man no more. So, yeah, I'm going to take it in a negative sense. But then, and that's my whole thing, is if you came to me in that like that in the beginning, then I had no reason to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't, and then you talking about, well, I just changed, then, okay, fine, you just changed, no problem. I'm not going to choke your damn lights out, like Father Time. But, I'm not going to sit here and just listen to it.
So y'all would rather it just end then?
I mean, if that's the situation, if you feel like, okay, well, I mean, because if you coming to me saying, well, I want to change this whole scenery around, then to a point where you like, well, I'm finna go do what I gotta do, but then that ain't the relationship we established. Then, I mean, what the hell am I supposed to say? Oh, okay, change is good. Nah, like Father Time said, you really gonna sit there and look around like, damn, where she at? I mean, granted, you ain't gonna swap stories, but shit, you ain't no zip damn fool neither.
Let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
If you is in an open relationship, you with somebody, and both of y'all relationship is open, can you really get serious with that person?
I mean, yeah, because some people are married and they do it. I don't know. Maybe they stay together for other reasons. You know, it could be financial. It could be for kids. I don't know, and it's not to say that they might not love each other. You know what I'm saying? But maybe sexually they feel like they can go elsewhere. I don't know. I mean, I've never been in a relationship, so I couldn't tell you.
You never been in an open relationship?
No.
What do you call it? Okay. Never mind. Never mind. I mean, you were married, right? And y'all.
That's not. Oh, he wasn't down with that.
Oh.
That's not open. We were doing threesomes.
Oh.
With women, but that was it. And I mean, he tried to do the swinging thing for me. Because he was doing it for me. Because I just wanted to try it. But he couldn't do it. So swinging is different. Swinging is y'all in the same room together. And y'all swapping wives.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Yeah, I can't be no swinging either. That shit will not work for me. I can't watch that. I cannot watch that.
He couldn't do it. I mean, some people like to see they wife getting fucked. I'm serious. They do.
I love to see that too, as long as it's just me.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on, Kate. I mean, think about that. You in the room watching your wife get banged by somebody else. I'm not even interested in another woman. I'm too busy trying to pay attention to what's going on over here.
You talking out, homie.
Well, that's why I tried to be nice. I let her start on him first. I would have thought. But, oh, well, it didn't work out like that.
I guess me and him suffer from insecurities. I would be insecure about some shit like that. I couldn't watch it.
I couldn't watch it.
I mean, I think I was more open with him. Like, I would let him go and sleep with somebody else, but he wouldn't want me to do that. So that you can't be in an open relationship like that. That's really not open.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Janine. Can you sit there and watch him and not, you're not a part of it. You're just watching. Can you sit there and watch him and not actually?
I did that before.
Really?
I was sleep in the bed right next to him.
Man, I woke up cussing, fussing, looking for my gun. That shit ain't happening. No.
It was like we did a threesome. You know, she wanted to do some more. I didn't want to. So I laid down and I laid there and fell asleep, and he kept fucking her. So I mean,
it is what it is.
I know. I mean, I see you sleeping with women all the time, so why would it bother me?
That shit would bother me.
What bothers me is if you're going to lie about it, if now you have to sneak off and go see somebody, or you sneaking off sleeping with people behind my back, that's different. Because now you're just a liar. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that means you just mad because you couldn't watch.
No, that's just because you lied. Because if I'm being open with you and open and honest, and then you doing stuff behind my back, then you just a liar. So how can I trust you? How can I trust you to even tell me the truth when all you doing is lying behind my back? When I'm telling you you can do these things, so why wouldn't you just come to me and say it? But no,
that means I wonder how long you've been doing it behind my back in the first place.
Exactly. Now I don't trust you. Now we have lost all trust, communication, you know, and it can't work like that. You can't be in that type of relationship and think it's going to work like that. It's not.
Okay, well, what about you, Mick Stoke, L. Stoke?
What? Do I agree with open relationship?
Are you pro car?
I'm kind.
You're against it?
Yes, I'm against it.
Okay, why are you against it?
Because I am kind of a selfish lover. And
Thank you.
I can't bear, I mean, if it's not someone that I'm dating, you know, like I go with or whatever, okay, well, it's open game. But if this is supposed to be my man and I'm his woman, then we need to be in a relationship together. I can't bear to watch my man penetrate another woman or touch on another woman. I can't. I'm stingy, I guess. And it can be.
You actually said go with. I haven't heard that in so long.
Surprisingly, somebody said something old school before you, huh?
She actually said, If I go with. Wow. See, I ain't the only person still living in the 80s.
Yeah, no, not at all. If we go together, then we go together. If we're friends and with benefits, you know, and we have not established a relationship together, we haven't decided to be exclusive of one another, well, then it's open game. But if I'm committing myself to you and you're committing yourself to me, then that's where the relationship begins and ends.
Well, what if I asked you at the beginning, before we even got serious? I told you that I'm looking for that kind of relationship.
Then I would not be the chick for you. I would have to decline that relationship altogether. And because if I know that's what you want, then I know that you're not going to be exclusive to me. You're going to do what you're going to do.
Right.
Okay, well, what if I told you in the beginning, I told you,
You know, I like open relationships. I'm not asking you to be in one, but I'm just telling you that's what I like. And you know, you decided to get in a relationship with me. And then you find out later on that I'm sleeping with somebody else. You can't get mad because I told you that's what I like.
I can't get mad because I declined that from the
get-go. He's trying to do a loophole.
Right.
He's trying to find a loophole.
Bookster.
Well, I really did tell you I like to do that, but you didn't say you were going to do it, that you were actually going to be living that type of life.
Right.
But it was on the table. I put it on the table, though.
And I can completely respect you putting it on the table. I appreciate that honesty. That's it. You know what I'm saying? You like, girl, I dig you. I like you. I'm into you. But I want to be into her, too. Okay, well, if she's cool with that, then y'all need to find you some third party that's all right with it. I'm just going to be like, all right, well, we can be friends, but I'm not going to let you enter my body, and I'm not going to sleep with you ever.
Even if I gave you the opportunity, I told you could do it too.
I don't want to do that. I want to go with you. I want to only go with you.
You want to go with you. You know what? I feel like making out one of those notes with the check box. If you like me, check yes.
You know what?
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Check this box if you like me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, hey, it ain't for everybody. It's not for me, but I think if a man did tell you that in the beginning, and, you know, if he's straight, I don't think you could get mad at him because he told you that's what he liked.
Right, but then we're not going to enter into a relationship, so he can still do that. I mean, I'm not going to say, okay, I'm not going to, you know, be your friend or we can't hang out or do whatever else, but in terms of being physical or being sexual with you, I would decline that.
Yeah, but how could you get mad? If I told you in the beginning that that's what I like.
But I'm not mad. I just
declined. And you still get in a relationship with me. You can't get mad if I'm straight. Because
she didn't say she was going to get in a relationship with you. She said when you told her that, she said, you go ahead and get with that chickadee and do you and her, and she wasn't going to be involved.
Right. And I wouldn't be mad at all. I'd just be like, okay, well, I respect your honesty, and thank you for letting me know that that's how you roll or that's what you like. But I'm not the chick for you. Now, when you decide that you want to be exclusive with only me, you know, we can try that. But chances are I'm not going to trust you because I know that's what you like. So it wouldn't work for me. And it has to be a two-way street, don't it? We both have to agree. That's
fair game. All right. That's cool. That works. But if you decide to get rid of shit with me anyway, even though you know I like to party, can't get mad if it happens. That's all
I'm
saying.
You're right, and if I did get mad, I can only be mad at myself because I'd be like, well, shit, I knew that's what this nigga was into, so I wouldn't come at you foul at all. I'd just be like, you know what, this is where I make my exit. I got to go. I can't be with you no more.
We can't say that because when men cheat, if you get with a guy and you know he cheated on everybody he's been with.
Right.
And that's just like saying, okay, well, I knew he was a cheater, but when he get with me, he not going to cheat. And then when you find out he cheated, you still going to be mad that he cheated on you.
Right.
Well, if I know that's how he rolls in the first place, and I make the decision to be with him,
Yeah, because you're still giving that person, a chance. It's not to say that all because you know those things about that person don't mean you expecting them to do those same things to you. You're actually giving that person a chance to do right by you. Now, if he doesn't, then, you know, most women still going to be mad because, you know, you just felt like you didn't open up and gave him that opportunity.
Yeah, but how could you be mad if you knew that going in?
That's just how it is.
Yep, that's just how it is. I mean, the emotion is not going to go away. She's going to be like, okay, well, damn, you know, he did tell me from the giddy up this is what he likes. Okay, I figured once we got together, I mean, but that would be silly on my part. That would be me thinking that I could change you. You know,
you
so
know
I'm not mad at you.
And I think what women start feeling like they feel stupid. That's what happens, and that's when all the emotional stuff gets into it, because you feel like I knew this about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why did I even get myself into this shit in the first place?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And then that's when the anger starts to build up, and you get upset because you like,
but I don't
knew
think
this
that
shit,
I could
and
be
I knew
mad
this shit
at
was
him.
Gonna happen.
I don't think that I could be mad at him. I could only be mad at me. I'd be like, shit, you know, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I gave you a chance, and you still, you know, you knew how I felt about it, and I knew how you felt about it. So, I mean, why are we even trying in the first place? You want an open relationship, and I don't. So I'm not even going to step my foot into that relationship on that relationship level with you, because I already know. You know, that you want to see other people too, and I want to be exclusive. So that's like bumping your head up against a wall.
Well, I just tell you like every other man going to tell you. I'll be exclusive with you, baby. Till I get caught.
See, talk in town.
I'm just saying.
Sweet talker.
I'm
not
going to
be able to do it.
You know that man going to tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah, okay, but then I have the right to be mad then, don't I? If I find out later on that, you know, you didn't keep your word. You said, I want to do an open relationship. I said, I don't. You said, okay, well, I'm willing to try being exclusive with you. And then you wind up being with somebody else anyway. Now, don't I have a right to be angry?
Nope, because I said I'm willing to try for you.
Right. Okay.
I tried as long as I could. Okay. I couldn't hold out no longer. And I had my fingers crossed.
So you lied from the kitty up. Then you weren't. If you got your fingers crossed, then you were never really honestly going to try being exclusive in the first place. Telling me what I wanted to hear so you could be with me so you can have your cake and eat it too.
What's wrong with that?
I don't eat cake.
Well, you want your pie. You know what I'm saying?
And
everybody
wants
cake.
And I'm going to go get some cake from a man who's willing to be exclusive and be faithful to me and only me. Or I'll be by myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I told you from the jump, I'm stingy. Like, I just want us. And now, if through the relationship, we have both been committed to one another, and together we decide, okay, we've been exclusive with one another, and let's try it your way. You know, I'm willing to bend for you this one time. Then you decide, okay, well, shit, that one time wasn't enough, and you continue, but I was like, you know, I said I would do it that once. I said that I agreed to it that once. Now you keep on doing it, we got to break up.
You better get that shit in writing. Get it in writing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you agreed to it the first time, why should I stop? You let me do it the first time.
Well, we made a mutual agreement to do it once. We agreed. We spoke on it, and I said, okay, I'm willing to try this with you one time. Now, after that one time, I've decided, okay, this is not what I don't like it. I did not enjoy seeing you with her or knowing that you were with her. I did not enjoy that.
Man,
you know,
see,
and
you
like
say something,
a little.
In my mind, you saying that is, what you telling me is, I need to keep trying until you okay with it.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't
I
like the first
okay
one, so I need
it.
To go out and get another one. I need to go find one that you're going to like. You know what I mean? See, I think differently. If you didn't like the first one, then let me go find one that she gonna like.
No, thank you. I told you from the giddy up I was not interested in this. I only bent that one time because I was trying to satisfy you. You know, I was trying to see, you know, make it work. But I discovered after that one time, like, I didn't knock it. I tried it, and I don't like it. So now I'm completely sure that I don't like it. Now, are you willing to stop and continue being exclusive with me, or do you still want to, you know, explore other women? If you tell me, well, I still want to explore other women, well, then I'm going to say, well, this is where we part ways.
Is that easy for you to walk away?
Maybe not. But, shit, it's not easy to do a lot of things. That don't mean you don't do it. I just have to take my feelings out of it. I mean, it's going to hurt for a minute because I was, you know, I was really digging you, but, hey, I can't get down with the way you want me to get down. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry about it. A lot of people did me. So it's okay.
I believe you. That's why you are into open relationships, because lots of people dig you.
No, I'm not. I'm not for them. I'm against them.
Well, I was saying in that situation.
I'd kill you first.
Oh, you're going to kill me. Damn.
If I can't have you, ain't nobody going to have you. I heard that before.
Wow.
Hey, no. Man, I love hard.
I'll say that.
Huh? What was that, Janine?
I said y'all all say that.
What, if I can't hear you, can't nobody hear you?
Yeah. Heard that phrase so many times.
Hey, some people take that to heart. Some people really
For real.
Mean it.
For real.
You make me cry, your ass in trouble.
Mm.
I'm killing everybody in the house. And the dog. And the cat. Birds, the fish, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We all going together.
Wow. I'd be damn. I knew I should have listened to my mama.
Exactly.
She told me your ass wasn't no good.
And I'm going to call your mom, be like, Mom, get the black dress.
Wow.
Motherfucker crazy. You talking about leaving me? Shit. You don't leave
what?
Me.
What? What would make a person go that far? Why? I mean, is it sexual?
It's called love.
Is it just...
No, that's way past sex.
Yeah,
that's that hardcore love.
Yeah, that's way past sex.
Because the saying goes, if you love something, you let it go. If it was yours, it'd come back to you. That's how the saying goes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to give you the opportunity to come back. You ain't going nowhere. Death do us part. Common law.
That's when we go on the Maury show and that big buff black dude come out and start yelling at you.
I ain't scared of him.
What's his name?
That
Dwayne. What's his name? Dwayne or some shit.
I don't know his name, but I know exactly what you're talking about. The black,
yeah,
big ass dude.
Yeah, that big buff black dude. Come out and start yelling at you.
This is how you're supposed to treat your woman.
Right. And I bet you all them people in fucked up ass relationships anyway. But you try to tell me how to get mine together. Everybody has one of those on their damn show.
What, a big buff black dude? So
no,
to speak.
A relationship expert.
Oh. That person that's been divorced four times and don't have custody of their kids.
Right. Probably single than the motherfucker, but you trying to tell me how to fix my relationship. You ain't even in one. You know, I mean, think about it. How you going to tell me how to fix my shit? You ain't even in one.
Mm-hmm.
If you divorced, that means you ain't fix your shit.
Right.
And I'm supposed to believe you. I don't think so.
Yeah, that don't really work.
I mean, hey, relationships is all about love, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's the one thing a man can do to you that you can't forgive?
What's the one thing that a man can do what?
The one thing a man can do to you that you cannot forgive.
Put his hands on me.
Hey, excuse me. I ain't mean to cut y'all off, but you know, I've been sitting there talking my ass off and I've been on mute.
Hell no. I was wondering where you were.
Man, I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers just ignoring me, whatever I'm saying, huh?
Hey, dude, I thought you fell asleep, man. That's why I ain't say nothing. I ain't call your name or nothing.
Hell
dude,
no.
I,
you just been having a whole conversation with you, huh?
Hey, I just went on a 3-minute tirade. I'm like, they just talking over me. Like, fuck him. He ain't shit today. I done got loose on this motherfucker.
I thought you fell asleep, man. I thought you fell asleep. I ain't gonna even lie. That's why I never even brought your name up.
Dude, I done went on a 3-minute tirade. Like, I don't even think I got enough strength to repeat the shit I just said.
Wow.
I mean, shit. I'm like, man, any of these motherfuckers ain't even. They just talking over me like I ain't even saying shit. Some just told me, look at the phone. Look at the phone. Like, I've been on mute for the past. And I mean, I'm saying shit. I mean, I had some good jokes going. I'm like, damn, 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 see none of my shit being funny. What's up going on?
Wow.
I done cracked all kind of jokes on your ass, dog.
I thought you fell asleep, man. I thought you done took some pills and fell asleep.
Dude, I'm not fucking with this shit before the show no more. Because I'm really, man. I did take some pills, but goddamn. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, go
they
ahead and finish
it
with y'all. Right. Go ahead and finish what y'all was saying. My whole point is totally irrelevant now, what I was saying.
I don't even remember the question.
Oh, yeah, he did ask a question.
The question was, what's the one thing a man can do that you can't forgive in a relationship?
Mine was put his hands on me. I've been through that shit. It never happened again.
So that's the one thing that's going to make you walk away, no questions asked. You go on the same day.
Yep. You only got once. And like I said, that's only because I've been through that. I've been through that. And when I finally left, I never turned around. And I will not accept it ever again in life.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Now, all right. I mean, and I'm taking this off of a movie. What was that? Why Did I Get Married?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was a movie with Jill Scott, her character. Now, he verbally abused her, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't physically abusing her. He was doing it like verbally.
Yeah.
But, okay, and I watched the second movie. Now, in the second movie, she dogged her man out so motherfucking bad because of the shit she went through. I mean, he could never say one word to her. I will not be treated like this. I mean, do you ever find yourself like, let's just say me and you having an argument. Have you ever caught yourself, well, not me and you, because I guess me and you never had one, but have you ever found yourself in a situation where you actually made, you know, because everybody don't get along all the time. I mean, have you ever found yourself getting in an argument and you done flashed out because you got to thinking about what that person in the past done to you?
I think I have.
But now, if you have, is that fair to the other person?
No. Not if the other person was not putting you through the same issues necessarily.
Right, I mean, like I said, nobody's going to ever agree all the time. You're going to have your spats, you're going to have your arguments, you're going to have your debates. But, I mean, the farthest thing from that guy's mind was putting his hands on you, but you coming off at that man like he's about to put his hands on you.
I think I have. And then after the fire, after the, you know, the flame went out, I think I apologized. Like, you know, I flipped out on you. I went ham on you for no good reason, you know, and I'm sorry for that.
I think that happens all the time, man.
Yeah, but at what point now, okay, dog, now you, I mean, how much of that can, or do you supposed to take? Because, you know, my thing is, because of your past, don't bring your past to me, because you wouldn't want me to bring my past to you. Because if I brought my past to you, then that means, oh, you motherfuckers ain't nothing but gold digging, don't want shit but my, the little money that I got, and you motherfuckers don't care about me worth the fuck no damn way. And that's the type of attitude I be bringing to a present relationship.
Your relationship ain't going to work.
Right, but then if you bringing that, well, I'm not going to tolerate this type of bullshit because of this, that, and the other thing that happened in that last relationship, it ain't going to work. It's not going to work with that either.
That's true, it's not.
I agree.
But I do, people do that all. People compare their past relationships with their current one. People do it all the time.
I agree. I mean, and it's just, you know what? I don't even think it's the fact that they compare it. It's just the fact that, okay, it's cool to stand up for yourself. By all means, please stand up for yourself. Don't let nobody walk over you. But when you take it to that level where you keep, every time you turn around, you on a defensive and you got attitudes and shit over some shit that, you know, this, what you mad about ain't got nothing to do with me. This happened way before me. How can you stay mad? How can you be mad at me over something that I had nothing to do with? I mean,
because you're there.
And I'm asking, asking you, dog. I mean, as a man, okay, you know, I've known you pretty much all my life. I've never known you to hit a woman.
Never.
I've never
That's
known
true.
You to hit a woman. And I've never even known you to even grab one. So how much of that could you take? I mean, you met a woman who came out of an abusive relationship or whatever type of relationship she just came out of, and she's bringing that attitude to you, a constant bringing it to you. You know, you
it
could be like, well,
long.
Huh?
It wouldn't last long. It wouldn't last long.
I agree.
Well, I mean,
I can't be around that. Because if you make me want to do something that I ain't never done before, which is punch you in your damn mouth, I definitely need to get away. I need to get out of that situation.
Music made a song. I think it was on, I can't remember. I think it was I Just Want, no. Yeah, I Just Want to Sing. And it was called Previous Cats. And that's exactly what the song was about. You know what I mean? Don't treat me badly because of your past relationship. I didn't do to you what that man did to you. I think people
exactly.
need to come, you know, that needs to be a discussion that you have off top. People need to seriously be, you know, open with one another. If you, you know, put all the cards out on the table, she needs to come to you when you all decide to go together and be like, okay, well, look, you know, my last relationship was physically abusive or emotionally abusive, and, you know, I cannot bear to be in another relationship like that. You know, and then he needs to understand that that's her issue. And so whenever you do have an argument or, you know, tempers flare or whatever, understand that she's going to automatically jump defensive like that because she can't help it. But
no, but that's the whole thing. You're not finna keep doing me like that. I mean, if you keep on, I mean, at what point do you think I'm supposed to sit there and just keep listening to this? I mean, if you constantly saying, well, like if I say, well, look, all right, L, man, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit you talking about. Motherfucker, what you going to do? You going to hit me? I bet you ain't going to put your motherfucking hands on me. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, she's asking
one time
for
that,
it.
You know,
she's
the one time that I say, I'm finna put my hands on you. No, I didn't. I just told you go ahead on about your motherfucking business.
Mm-hmm. always difficult when you bring two people, you know, from two different situations together. Y'all just got to put all your cards on the table. Everybody needs to express off the jump what their issues are so that y'all don't run into those issues. I mean, like you said, there's always going to be, well, there's going to be a point in time where you don't agree. But now she can't start treating you like the last nigga, and you can't start treating her like the last chick. Y'all have to understand that your issues are completely separate from the last set of issues. So
yeah,
don't,
but that's not,
don't even
that's
go into the argument that way.
But that's the hard part about it. I mean, you could tell me, okay, I mean, that's just like the movie. He knew what she went through, but at the same time, she still put him through that same shit. She wasn't no better than what that dude was to her. She wasn't no better.
You know what it is,
though? I remember those details.
This is what it is. Now, Lickstow, this is no shot at you, so don't take this personal since you was in that type of relationship.
Okay.
When you're, when you're in that type of relationship for a long period of time and then you leave, you expect that. You know, a motherfucker don't love me if he don't hit me. You know what I mean?
No. I felt like the motherfucker that hit me was the one that didn't love me,
Look at the women
you know
that
what?
Go through that for 20, 30 years. Then they finally
you
get
know
out
what?
Of relationship.
I hear what you're saying, dog, and yeah, you do got some, and you do got some women that act like that. Hold on 1 second. Wait, look, what's happening, dog?
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Shoot, what's up?
Just networking, politicking like we always do about this time.
Oh, liquor store?
What's happening?
I think that's that picture you was talking about.
What picture? Are you talking about last night?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't saying no names, so I don't know. I'm not saying
yeah,
no
we
names.
We all know. You got another fan, bro.
Only the person who I'm interested in knows that I'm interested in him, and that's the only person that's going to know.
What happened now?
Check your messages, bro. Check your messages. That's all I'm saying.
Man, my goddamn computer been fucking up and shit, man. I ain't even been on the internet, bro.
So
well, I'll be on the internet as soon as I get to the crib.
Alright,
what
are you
saying? Are you in Indiana too, Waylo?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Maybe it's an Indiana thing. My computer is fucked up too. And then Butter was saying hers was messed up.
What's that boost? So what was you saying, dog? You say some women like that. I think some women, you know what I'm saying, they don't
yeah.
think you love them unless you punch them in the face.
Yeah,
that's
you
what
got
they're
some
used
just
to.
Like that. You do got something like that. But they're not the ones. The ones that's like that, then I just think they crazy as cat shit. So that's
right.
on them. I'm talking about the ones who they didn't like it, and now that they finally away from it, They're not getting abused. They the abusers now because it's a constant barrage of, you know, you not physically abusing me, but you mentally abusing me. You know,
yeah, that's because it's a power thing. Now they have the power, so now they got the power to do it to somebody else because it was done to them.
Well, see, that's when you gonna fuck around. That's when you gonna fuck around and catch one to your motherfucker. You are gonna get a rack to the mouth because you're not finna sit there and keep talking that shit to me. I'm not finna sit there and listen to you.
Right. You don't want to. I mean, she's not supposed to antagonize you. If you're not the type of man that will or, you know, like you get angry and upset and what you do is walk away, go take a walk or go have a drink or whatever. But she's antagonizing you like, you know, like that ain't right. That's wrong. That's wrong. She's nuts. She's in a permanent state of, you know, abuse. And she either need to be by herself or seek some counseling, or she don't need to be trying no more relationships because you don't go antagonizing somebody who's never, you know, never lifted a finger to you. I mean, that's just stupid. once I got out of that relationship, I gave myself time by myself, for myself, with myself to, you know, reevaluate everything. It was like, okay, I'm not fucking with nobody, you know, until I get my mental straight, until I, you know, can deal with the fact that, okay, I'm not in this relationship anymore, so I can't go into the next relationship like, you know, like how I came out of this one. That's just, you should give yourself time anyway. And people in general need to stop, you know, getting out of one thing and jumping into another, because you're going to bring that baggage with you.
I agree.
I agree with that shit 100%.
Give yourself some time to reflect.
I got a friend. He ain't never been by himself since he was 17. He got to have a woman, regardless. I just don't understand that. Take some time for yourself.
To me, that's a person that's not happy with himself. I don't know that man, and I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying that's how I look at it. That's a person who's not happy. He's not comfortable with himself. He's not comfortable in his own skin, if you ask me, because everybody needs some free time, some space, some, you know, especially after one relationship, you don't just go hop into another one. That's bad for business.
It's funny y'all saying that shit, because I was just having the same conversation with my god sister yesterday. She tired of this dude and all this other shit, and she want to get away from his ass. I was like, so leave his ass. She was like, I'm staying at my mama's house. I was like, all right, good. You took the person, baby. You got away from him. I gotta find me another nigga. I was like, for what? Like, you don't need a nigga to be whole. Shit, get out there and do you. Go hit a couple clubs, enjoy yourself. Do something besides look for another nigga. You want some dick, yeah. Find some dick, then get rid of his ass.
Well, right. I mean, now, with that being said, I mean, because I'm gonna tell you, me personally, if you're gonna be in a relationship, it's all right to be. I mean, some people work better with someone than they do by themselves. Some people force themselves into relationships. Now, when you're forcing yourself into that relationship, then, yeah, that's when your problem's going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, if it comes, it comes. I think the biggest problem is when you force yourself. Oh, like you just said, like, well, motherfucker, like, oh, I got to find another nigga. I got to find another nigga quick. Well, that mean you finna just, you on a hunt. You looking, you like, okay, first motherfucker that fits the bill, I'm taking it.
Right.
Well,
I'm going to take her.
Let me ask you a question.
You probably end up with the same though.
When you say force, what do you mean by force? How do you force yourself into a relationship?
I mean, you sit there in all honesty, you know.
Hold on. I got the perfect example for you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Like with the record label, you know, I was always with Lady Queen and shit. Her cousin was always there. Cousin, fine as all outdoors. I was like, oh my goodness, damn, she fine. You know, blah, blah, skippy. You know, she caught me with my grilly on one night. She was like, man, I like your teeth. I was like, all right, well, you know, won't you call me? So we talking and shit. You know, get to her crib, you know, things go down and shit. Things go down the second time. She talking about, man, you're going to make me fall for you and all this other shit. I was like, you know, slow down, you know, time for all the other shit, because she would have been a prospect to, you know, been my old lady or something like that. So, you know, she'd come over on the weekend. She wouldn't go home on Sunday. All right, the first couple of times was cool. Next thing I know, you done brought a whole little book bag full of shit talking about you're going to just stay the week here because your kid's gone. Can't go to the studio. My homeboys don't want to come over because she over. You know, it's like she just shut all my shit down because she want to kick it. Which was cool. I ain't had no problem with that. But then I had a problem with, where's your friends at? How come you don't get up off my couch, go to your crib, sit on your couch, talk to your girls? Where's your people at?
Yeah, but
and
how
was
that
like she,
forcing you into a relationship?
She didn't want... She didn't want me to be out of her sight. And then all of a sudden, like two months later, she was in love and shit. She said she loved me.
Now, I'm going to tell you what's forcing into a relationship. if he'd have went back and said, okay, I love you too, I'm going to be in this relationship, he's forcing himself into that relationship because it's clear and it's evident Waylo didn't want to be in no damn relationship right there. That
no.
Because she was so aggressive with it, and he caved in, then he's forcing himself into a relationship that he don't really want to be in.
Mm-hmm. In which case, it's doomed from the giddy-up.
Right,
and that's why that shit didn't work out, because she was being so damn aggressive. And I kept telling her, I was like, just slow down. I was like, shit going to be cool, just slow down. And she was like, well, if I don't see nothing coming from this, I get aggressive, and then I don't think it's going to work out. I was like, what you mean you don't see nothing coming from this? She talking about how she's such and such age, and her clock is about to expire and all this other shit. I was like, get the fuck out of here, man.
You never discussed with her that you was ready to settle into no relationship, right? Y'all never talked about that.
No, we was just talking.
Yeah. Right. Now the fucked up part would have been had he just said, okay, I'm gonna go on and do this, even though I don't want to. Now that's when he done forced himself into a relationship.
Exactly.
You know, when you're putting yourself in a position that you really don't even wanna be in.
And see, she would get so mad when she'd be like, I love you, I was like, oh, we'll see. She hated the shit out of that. I mean, I know that's disrespectful. You can crush her heart or whatever. But
if you didn't feel that way, what would have been disrespectful was if you'd have said it back. So I don't agree. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. Because don't tell somebody that, you know, because people take the shit differently, and you don't want to, you know,
that L word to get a motherfucker fucked up.
Yeah, you watch it. Fuck around and turn into that chick from Misery, you know what I mean? Saying some shit you really didn't mean.
You ain't got to worry about that.
You
know, that suicide shit.
Watch your ankles. That's your problem, Lilo. You be dicking the bitches down. You can't fuck everybody the same way.
You know,
I can't
hear
that
term. Why do y'all say that? I mean, what you supposed to put it in?
It's true.
It is true.
Let me give
you an example.
I
understand that, but it's supposed to be what you just okay. I'm only gonna put 6 inches in. I'm gonna keep these other three out.
No,
I mean, how does that work?
Because if you are grinding with somebody who that's all you intend to do is have sex with, you have no intentions whatsoever on being in a relationship with this person, then you do not make love to her like you would, you know, somebody who you intend to be with. What you do is you fuck her and you tell her to beat it.
So you ground and pound. You put the ground and pound down.
Exactly. And you make that clear, you know what I'm saying? You make it clear. Like,
okay, I'm a straight Tyrese person when it comes to, like, if we straight fucking, we straight fucking. That's just it. Straight Tyrese. Ain't no fucking, you know, what they call titty rubbing. Ain't none of that shit. I get in there,
right,
I lay it down, and I get out of there. But I'm not saying I get that extra care. I might give you some extra dick, but it's not. I don't want you to take it that way. If I'm fucking doing what I like to do, you know.
Okay, so
let's just say, all right, if you came over and you was like, all right, well, I want you to dick me down. If I give you 100%, and then
she gonna
turn around and be like, nah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, you know how you put it down. I don't know. Okay, so only you can answer this question. If you got a woman, somebody that, you go, father, somebody you go with, right?
Oh,
and you're exclusive with this person. Is there anything that you would do differently with her than you would do with somebody who is just sexual?
Yeah, if you just my woman, I'm going to make you touch the ceiling. But if we just fucking, you ain't touching the ceiling. Touching the ceiling is a whole different ball game.
Okay, so do you do that? Like, when you just only intend to be sexual with somebody, you don't put no extra none of that in there. You just...
No, I might flip you around a couple of positions, maybe, you know, pull out the box or some shit, but it ain't nothing extra if I'm just fucking you. If we in a relationship...
I don't know, maybe that only works with females then, because, I mean, me, like, I'm not going to do all the tricks with somebody that I just am fucking that I would do with somebody who I actually intend to be with or want to be with.
Well, see, that's why I disagree, because if y'all just fucking and y'all know y'all just fucking and it's been discussed that y'all just fucking, why not enjoy the act of just fucking and doing everything that you're supposed to do with just fucking? Not make love, but
because,
just fucking.
Nope. Because it don't work that way. One or the other of you
what
is going
mean,
to start
it don't
to
work
catch
that them. Way.
Because so, one or the other of you will start to catch feelings. It should not be that way, but it is that way. Sex should not equate to love, but some people do not understand that.
True. And some people can't distinguish it too.
And then that's what I'm saying. That's why you don't give that person that extra care. You don't give them, you know, if you got
but
a move that's for your woman, you don't put that on this other chick.
What you might distinguish extra care and what I might distinguish extra care is way different. If you come over and we just fucking, I might not eat your pussy that night. You might not get your pussy ate never in my career. But if I think it's worth it and you, you know, I'm feeling you like that, not on no fucking relationship type shit, but if I'm feeling sexually like that, I might go down and eat the shit. That don't mean I love you. That just mean I wanted to fucking eat your shit because I like eating it. Or maybe I just wanted to eat it that night.
I guess it's different strokes for different folks. I think that communication is, y'all need to talk. You need to establish.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. So he's supposed to be like, okay, now, I'm about to eat your pussy. That don't mean I love you now. I'm just feel like eating tonight.
Yes.
No.
Get out of here.
Why not?
Come on, nah, you.
Maybe that's unrealistic, but why not? Why
that
not?
What for?
Because that's unrealistic, like you just said.
Right.
Unrealistic as hell.
Maybe it is. I'm just saying, in a perfect world, this shit could work that way, could it not? Like,
well,
you
we not
in
a perfect world.
Let's just say we sitting at dinner and shit, and you talking about how good you suck dick and all this other shit, but you only do that for your man. But we about to go home. We about to go to my crib and get it on and shit. You've been talking about sucking dick all night. So this dude that
you
just fucking ain't gonna suck his dick.
So what you expected?
Oh,
that
wow.
You gonna get it?
Oh man, well don't keep talking about it.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
You're right.
If you ain't sucking no dick, don't fuck no dick.
Right.
But she told you, though, that's something that she do with her men. Now, are you trying to be my man?
What you trying to do?
Well, she shouldn't have advertised it. That's why
right.
Well,
maybe that's her way of cluing you in.
Cluing me in?
Maybe that's her way
of
finding out where
you
at.
Why are you cluing me in if it ain't happening?
That's forcing him into a relationship. Damn, I got to be this girl man to get some head. Fuck that.
There you go. Forcing into a relationship.
That's called entrapment.
False advertisement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I concur.
Certain people is just crazy. You just don't know who you're dealing with sometimes. And you know what I mean? It's shit. Some people
okay,
like
okay, now that's true. Now that is true. But in that case, like he said, you not if that's the case, you're not finna have that whole conversation. You're not finna sit there and be like, oh boy. I do this to a dude, I do that to a dude. You're not going to sit there and, you know, that's just like us. If I think that she's deranged and she crazy, I'm not going to be like, girl, I'm going to get the lick it between your legs. I'm going to make you see flowers in the snow. I'm not going to tell you no shit like that, and I know you crazy.
Right.
Because I know
well,
what you
expect.
You
already established that she's nuts. So you're already ahead of the game.
Right, okay, but that's the same thing we just said to you. But you like, well, see, now you playing with a man's emotions.
Point in case is, if you come to me and you ask me for some dick, I'm going to give you the dick. That's just it. ain't going to have do it. I ain't going to. If I'm feeling fine and I'm at 100% now, I ain't got none of that fucking muscle relaxers in my system no more. I'm 100% now. If you come to me and ask me for some dick, that's what I'm going to give you. Period, point blank. Ain't going to be no half show type shit. You going to go
so
to the movies to watch half a movie.
So give her the A-game, dog. You giving her the A-game?
All day long.
So at what point do you establish with someone that you want a relationship with them versus just having sex with them? At what point? Is that before you're intimate?
I mean, if it start off just fucking, then we start off just fucking. If we feel a certain kind of way after we done fucking and, you know, things are still going smooth and shit like that and you ain't fucking crazy and deranged and shit, and I feel like you know, that motherfucker, then you going to be that motherfucker, and then things change.
I got to disagree with you, dog. I got to disagree with you. I think it should be said before, up front. Look, it's just sex. Because you can't say it afterwards.
Exactly.
You cannot
because
say it afterwards.
Because after you've had sex with her, she might already be at that point where this is going to turn into a relationship. So that needs to go out on the table from the giddy up.
No, I said if it was just distinguished, if we was just fucking, it's just fucking. But what I'm saying, if we keep fucking after that, if it's not just fucking after that,
wait a minute, you misunderstood the question. She's asking you, do you tell her before y'all get down or after y'all get down that it's just fucking? When do you say it?
Before, my bad.
I don't know. I don't know.
When do you
think? How shit works. I mean, I want to know. I don't know. I think that depends on the person. I mean, if you've been talking already, you know, that's all you've been doing is just talking, and then you finally have sex, we're like, okay, well, we've been doing all this rapping, and we know that we like one another, and now we're at the point where we're going to sleep together, so what happens next? Like, does that determine whether or not
you're
going to be your chick?
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, you got to know a lot, and let's just be real. A lot of women don't want to hear that they just sucked the fuck. You don't want it, and us as men, we know that. So a lot of times, I mean, and I'm not saying it's right, but a lot of times we're not going to sit there and say, yeah, I just came over here to fuck you. I don't want shit out of you. I mean, a lot of women like, damn, I ain't shit but a hold of him. I'm just something to fuck. I mean, you got a handful of women that'll be like, well, okay, that's cool. But a lot of women be like, well, if you just want to fuck me, then I don't want to be bothered with you.
That's
and us as men, we know that. So a lot of times, we not going to tell you, yeah, we just want to fuck you.
That's
no, that's not going to happen.
My whole thing is... Before you fuck.
All I heard was my whole thing before you fuck.
And all those conversations that you having before and what's leading up to that.
I think you said it at the beginning, but I think you put it in a different words than I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can always
say,
well, you know,
like
I'm not really looking for a relationship right now.
Right.
You know, you can always say things like
that. That's how the conversation go. Yeah, I ain't going to be. You know,
it sounds good, but the bottom line is, they know what the fuck you're talking about. And a lot of time, well, if you ain't looking for a relationship, I'm not trying to be no one-night stand to nobody and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, y'all sitting there, and fellas, come on, let's be realistic. You're not. Especially if you didn't talk to her, you've been talking for this past 2 months. You're not finna just chuck 2 months down the toilet talking about, well, no, I just want to, I really ain't looking for it. Like, you going to ease your way in. Now, after it's over, you might try it. And that's probably our biggest downfall as men is that afterwards, that's when we try to separate the two. Well, you know, I wasn't really in a relationship. I just want the fuck.
So is that what the relationship is based or is that what you're basing being in a relationship on is the sex?
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying the situation is a lot of women don't want to hear they just want that the man just want to fuck them. They don't want to hear that. I mean, you can sit here.
I agree.
You can sit here and talk to you blue in the face, but a lot of women don't want to feel like no sex tool. Like, they don't.
That's true.
And so, and I mean,
see,
but then
women,
and on the same hand, and I hear this term so much, keep it a honey, keep it a honey, keep it real, keep it real. Come on, man. I mean, it's an age old game
that
men and women play with each
nigga.
Other. You said what?
You're a dog ass nigga when you keep it 100 though.
That's why I say this is an age old game that our mothers, grandfathers, great grandfathers, it's an age old game that everybody been playing with each other. Now all of a sudden it's the let's keep it 100. Ain't nobody keeping it 100, and ain't nobody keeping it real. Everybody, I mean, it's a game of cat and mouse. I mean,
if the women would just tell the men how they feel about them needing to fuck just like men, that's how I see it. Women like to fuck just as much as men do. And I say
that
time and time again. If women just come out and say the shit like they feel and they just want to get their shit off just like the niggas do, it wouldn't be no problem between the women and the men fucking. Because women like to fuck just as much as men do.
Yeah, but they don't want to feel some kind of way.
No.
I mean, at the end of the night, they cool until they girl like, damn, you just fucked him? You know he ain't going to even call you.
And the only reason that these fucking women have this label is being a hoe because they like to go out there and get dick as much as men do is because these dog-ass niggas don't know how to keep their mouth closed. Hell, half the women that go out and do this shit don't know how to keep their fucking mouth closed because nobody wouldn't have said nothing.
Nobody knew.
Nobody wouldn't fucking know.
Let's think about somebody that you did and that you have been in a relationship with. How did it go down? When that relationship began, were y'all intimate prior to saying, okay, let's be committed to one another? Or, you know, did y'all bang and then, like, later on decide, okay, well, let's go together? I mean, how does that work?
My ex that I was with for 5 years, we started off fucking. Did nobody know we fucking? We weren't even supposed to be fucking. I fucked anyway. You know, had a good old time. We was fucking for a damn near 6 months. You know, she'd come to the crib, get us some dick, she'll leave. I'd meet her somewhere in the park, we'd fuck, she'll leave. Come give me some head, I'll leave. You know, whatever. Then further down the line, it's like, you know, she jiggy, you know, I like her. She digging me. Shit. You know, I was like, look, I want you to be my old lady. She was like, all right. I'm feeling that because I was feeling the same way. I just didn't say nothing. I was like, all right. We got an apartment together. Everything was everything. Fuck around America, dumbass, trick-ass, whore bucket. But that's neither here nor there.
Whore bucket.
I know, that's a new one on me.
Whore bucket.
I'm going to use that, too.
You fucking whore bucket.
Yeah, whore bucket.
So what happened?
What you mean what happened?
He married her. He just told you.
Yeah,
I was going to say, he just told you he married the whore bucket.
Oh, I thought he had something else to say.
Yeah, I married the whore bucket. And then it ended up like it started.
She just fucking somebody else.
And it fucking... I wanted to wrap my hands around her throat, and it ended.
So, see, that is the problem, like, I think, with why people can't sustain relationships nowadays, because people are not talking. They're not saying, okay, well, let's try this, you know, let's see where it goes. You know,
ain't no talking when your relationship is, I ain't going to say my relationship was perfect, but my relationship was, I'll say, about 80%. Everybody got their flaws. 10% my flaws, 10% your flaws. But other than that, everything is fine, except for the simple point that you can't keep your goddamn legs closed. Other than that, everything's fine. Bills paid, she wasn't working. She got a fucking ring for each finger. Kids don't want for shit. She got her own car that I bought. I got my own shit. You ain't got to do shit but be a fucking wife, stay your ass at the crib, do wife shit, take your ass out with your girls, do your girl shit, bring your ass back home. That's all you got to do.
Sounds like a good relationship to me.
Exactly. So I don't want to hear that communication bullshit. That's a crock of bullshit. But there are other people's, you know, there are other shit relationships that ain't good. That might be the case that people need to talk. But as far as my case, that wasn't the case. I got
Everybody's different.
Yeah,
every relationship is different. All right, wait, let me ask you a question, man. Don't take it personal, dog. It's not a personal shot at you. But when y'all first met, was she seeing somebody else?
When we first met, she was separated from her previous husband.
Okay,
so
but
was
I'm
like,
saying, was you the only person hitting it at that time when y'all first met?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as far as I know, I can't say yeah.
Say as far as you
don't. What you doing. So I can say honestly, yeah, for the simple fact that we was spending all this time together, blah blah, you know, doing all this other shit. But at the same time, she was still married, but she was separated from the dude.
This is on stuff like that. This is the one thing I don't understand. If we dealing around and I got somebody, and you know I got somebody, and then we end up getting back, you know what I'm saying, we end up getting together, why would you expect me to be exclusive to you? You know what I'm saying? Because when you got me, I was already with somebody.
So then there's just no monogamous relationship in you, period. Like, it's just not what you do. You don't do monogamy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when you first met me, I was with somebody else, right? I end up breaking up with them and being with you.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you catch me with somebody else, you already knew that's how I was.
So you're saying, you're just not a monogamous person. You don't do single relationships. It's just not your cup of tea.
Right, and I don't understand why motherfuckers get mad. Because you already knew
because
I was like that when you first met. When you first met me, I was fucking somebody else.
She expected you to change for her. That's what it was.
No, well, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. But I'm saying, though, isn't that what you would expect? Like, if you was already with somebody, say, for instance, she was already with somebody, okay, and y'all came together and decided, okay, well, shit, we meshed. This is, you know, this could be good. Why now are you still fucking with other people? Why are you not giving that relationship a chance to be monogamous? How come that shouldn't be expected from either way?
I don't trust your ass. Number one, I don't trust you. I might trust you, but I don't trust you 100%. Because you was already fucking somebody when you met me. So if you did him like that, why wouldn't you do me like that?
I don't know. Because maybe that motherfucker just wasn't, he didn't have it. You know, there was, out of 10 things, you know, there were more fucked up parts than good parts. The only reason why I was still dealing with that person is because, you know, the 3 good things were good, you know, but that's not somebody that I actually wanted to, you know, settle with. Now, we come together and we decided, okay, we got a whole lot in common or whatever, we digging on one another, let's be exclusive with each other. Now, if there comes to a point where you decide, okay, I no longer want to be exclusive with you, then you need to say something. You need to be like, I'm not feeling this shit no more. You know, either we gonna have an open relationship or it's over. But
okay,
at some point or another.
I'll give you a prime example. It was this girl that I was liking. Long time ago. I was liking her, right? We was cool. You know what I'm saying? We do our thing. She would get on the phone and call her boyfriend. How the fuck am I getting serious with you? Come on now.
Well, that's not the chick for
you,
but not everybody is like that, right?
Well, everybody's probably not like that, but still, though, how can you get serious with somebody like that? I mean, why would I even want to make her my woman? I was really liking her, too.
if she, because she's clearly not capable of being with one person. But not everybody is like that. I mean, like, I might be dealing with somebody right now, right? And like I said, out of 10 things, this motherfucker only got 3 good qualities. So that's really not enough to keep me faithful to this person. I'm still looking. I'm looking for somebody who at least got 5 out of 10 good things where I can feel like, okay, well, everybody is not, well, nobody is perfect. I'm not going to find a perfect man. And if I'm looking for one, I'm fooling myself. No, you're not.
I'm perfect.
No, you're not.
Fred, ask everybody on this show. I'm perfect. Go ahead.
Don't ask me.
That's
hey,
a whole other show.
Two. See, that's what I don't understand. Okay, you say he has 3 qualities, but 3 is better than 2. You know,
right, I'm saying out of 10.
You think
like
the grass is green on the other side, and then that motherfucker that got them 5 might start whooping your ass, and the motherfucker that had the 3 didn't, because you think the grass is green on the other side.
That's not. No.
You just said you were looking for somebody that got more than 3.
I'm saying,
or you just can't be happy when it's 3.
Because 3 out of 10, that's not a good ratio. I mean, come on now. If I have a list of 10 things that I require or I'm looking for in a mate, somebody that I want to be faithful to, you know, and this motherfucker, you know, he's only got 3 of my 10 qualities going for himself. Well, I'm gonna be honest enough to tell this man, okay, you know, I'm still looking. You know, you're not cutting the cheese for me. I like these 3 things about you, but there are 7 other things that's fucked up. I'm not going to find anyone that's got all 10 things. And that, like I said, if I'm looking for that, I'm only fooling myself. But you got to have more than 3 good qualities for me to be, you know, faithful or, you know, monogamous with you. And I think you should have that same expectation for me. If I only meet 3 out of the 10 criteria, you know, clearly we're not going to be a long-lasting couple.
That's not true. You ever heard the term all money ain't good money? Have you ever heard that term before?
I have.
All money ain't good money, right? So while you out there looking for that extra 3-4 qualities, that motherfucker might beat you, cheat on you, treat you like shit. But that motherfucker with them 3 qualities treated you like a queen. So where's the trade-off? You do know we like 23 minutes over, right?
Yeah.
Always? Yeah. So it's just about a time before they click us off.
Damn. Well, good job, Ligisto. We can debate all day.
Yeah, that's why I like this show.
Just remember, all money ain't good money.
That's true. That is damn true.
Because I only got 3 qualities, goddammit, but they're good 3 qualities.
Hey, man, look, we know about your 3 qualities. Can we get off this show before they hang us up?
Let's do it.
Bye.
Hey, did we ever discuss hot wax? Because I missed the first half of the show.
Nah.
Nope, we didn't.
That never came up, okay.
No, we'll do it next week. We can do it next week.
All right, y'all. It's been real.
Sure has.
Any last words before they hang us up?
Keep it 100.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, SanCityRadio.com. I'm about to watch Obama and Mitt Romney.
All right, and we out.